We're back live at DeSales High School between games in this doubleheader broadcast. It's been all DeSales so far. The first game of the day, not on the air. The DeSales boys JVs were victorious. The Lady Irish just won the girls varsity game 57-32, and the DeSales boys under head coach Alan Griffin warming up down to my right, coming in with a 5-6 record. However, we are 0-3 in conference play, losing on Tuesday over in college play 59-49 to Walla Walla Valley Academy. Roy Ramirez, Dayton Bulldogs have fallen on the hard times this year. They're just 2-9 on the season. They lost to Riverview and Lewiston's junior varsity team over the weekend, have not played it during the week. And last season for Dayton boys, very memorable one. They finished the regular season at 19-1, made it to the state tournament, but they graduated 6 seniors off that team and really returned only one player that saw significant playing time last year. That would be Wyatt Frame, a 6-foot senior who started part-time last year. He's a very talented player, very good player on their football team as well. Their best athlete. They've got a couple other guys who saw some valuable playing time on that very good team last year. Isaiah Lambert, a 5'8" senior, and Cruz Ramirez, a 5'11" junior. But definitely a rebuilding type situation. I know, especially at the high school level, I know as a coach, I don't like to use that word because you want to win as many games as you can for your team every year at the high school level, especially for your seniors. So Dayton's boys struggling this year, but it's early. So we'll take a closer look at the rosters for these two teams when we come back on 100.7 FM KSFM.
A dog's eyesight is different than our own. Dogs see well in dim light because they have more of the specialized rod cells on their retina than we do. And even though dogs can't see shapes as well as we can, dogs are better at detecting motion. A dog's eyesight is roughly equivalent to 20 over 75, meaning they see at 20 feet what a human can see clearly at 75 feet. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Irish band entertaining the fans across the way. Our Blue Mountain officials talking with the Dayton coaches, Sean Oliver. These are the officials, Sean Oliver, Mike Gregg, and Tom Byers. Roy Ramirez, the head coach for Dayton. The program, the roster for Dayton, does not list the names of the coaches, so I don't know the name of the assistant. Alan Griffin and his assistant, Kevin Miedema and Shay Crowley. Getting ready to instruct their players as we gather up the starting lineups and get ready for those announcements. I'll take one more quick break. As usually the boys game, it's hard for me to gather up the starting lineups because I'm up here on the radio during the girls. field doing the girls' game. So I'm going to gather up the starting lineups and share those with you when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you. Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We'll take a look now as we're back at the starting lineups for this ball game. Dayton under head coach Roy Ramirez, 0-2 in conference play, 2-9 overall. Coach Ramirez will send out Grant Heinrich, a 6-foot senior, Isaiah Lambert, a 5-foot-8 senior, Wyatt Frame, a 6-foot senior. Wyatt had 11 points and 0 points in two games between these teams last year. Zach Wagner, a 5'10 freshman, will start, and that's saying quite a bit when a freshman starts at the varsity level. And then Cruz Ramirez, a 5'11 junior, will start. I mentioned the games last year. The talented Bulldogs, as I mentioned, 19-1 on the regular season. They really handled the Irish easily last year, winning 60-36 on this floor here at DeSales and 52-28 on senior night, their last regular season of the game at Dayton last year. So the Irish combined scored just 64 points in two games against the Fales last, or Dayton last year. So Coach Ramirez, hopefully his guys can, he hopes his guys can play some more shutdown defense on the Irish. The Fales will start Riley Roach, 6-foot senior, Travis Payne, a 5'11 senior, Luke Pizzari, a 5'11 senior, Adam Eskel, 6-foot junior, and Cameron Richmond, the 5'11 sophomore. The Sales will be without the services of senior Matt Moore. The 6'1 senior has religious commitments that keep him from participating in athletics on Friday evenings or Saturday during the day. So Matt Moore not in uniform for the Sales in this ball game. So the Irish will have to play without the guy who is typically their point guard. But the Sales has done this a few other ball games this year. Really don't have any desire to keep track of what the Irish's record is with or without Matt Moore, but I know they've won a couple times and lost a couple times without him in the ball game. The Irish are hovering around that 500 mark at 5-6 right now, but are 0-3 in the conference. So one of these teams will win their first conference game. The Sales start 3 seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. The Bulldogs start 3 seniors, a junior, and a freshman. So experience-wise, by age, very similar rosters, but Dayton, not much experience on the court after those talented seniors who graduated last year after that 19-1 regular season. Frame will step into the circle against Richmond. Mike Gregg, the lead official, will check the scorer's table, now step into the circle. And toss it up. Rebound tipped around. Frame ends up with it. After it was tipped, he'll hand it to Isaiah Lambert. Lambert on the left wing to Frame. Cain on Frame. Frame puts it on the floor, drives in the lane, and drops it in from 8 feet. So Wyatt Frame, the 6 foot senior, gets the Bulldogs on the board right off the bat, 2-0. Then Richmond's baseline pass knocked away, actually off the leg of Lambert. And that'll not reset the shot clock. As Eskel, now with the ball, gets it up top to Hain. Hain in the right corner to Cesari. Double team gets it down low to Hain. Hain shot blocked out of there by Wyatt Frame. So Wyatt Frame making his presence felt. Scores the bucket and then blocks the shot. Inbound to Cesari. Quick 8-footer goes too strong. Rebound Wyatt Frame. Frame will bring it the other way for the Bulldogs. Hain meets him at the top of the key. Frame now backs it out between the circles. Goes between the leg with the dribble. Now right wing to Lambert. Now top it goes. Actually, that's Lambert with the ball on the pass from Heinrich. And then Lambert's called for travel. And the Bulldogs turn it over, leading 2-0. Sales bring it in the front court. Cameron Richmond, sophomore, will play the point guard position in the absence of Matt Moore. Now top in the middle of the key, between the key and the half-court circle is Cesari. Swing it right side, Hain. Now right corner goes to Eskel. Eskel holds the ball. He's double-teamed and trapped. Pass up top. Kick ball goes to Richmond. Richmond quickly down low to Roach. And Roach is fouled by Cruz Ramirez. So Dayton trapping the ball hard in the corner and then tipping the pass, but it went right to the Irish's Cameron Richmond, who started a sequence of passes that found Riley Roach underneath. Riley struggled offensively the last couple games, has not scored. 6 foot senior misses the first free throw. 6:50 to go, just underway, first quarter. Sales down 2-0. Riley wears number 3 on the jersey, white home jerseys with the yellow trim and the yellow numbers trimmed in green. Riley hits the second free throw. Inbound to Lambert. Lambert gets it back to Frame. Frame in the front court is passed, tipped by Richmond, but it goes to Heinrich, and then Heinrich tried to get down the baseline, is pushed and fouled by Luke Pizarro. Lambert will inbound in front of the Irish cheerleaders in those little elementary student cheerleader campers with a Hawaiian outfit. They swing it over to Heinrich, and Heinrich puts it in from 12 feet. Bulldogs up 4-1. In the front court to Hain. Hain over to the top of the zone defense by the Bulldogs to Cesari. Up top to Hain. Hain now bounced out from the baseline, knocked away, stolen by Lambert. Good defense by the Bulldogs. Lambert up court gets it to Frame. Dayton's doing a nice job playing the passing lanes early against the Irish offense. Left wing goes to Lambert. Moore. Frame. Cut off by Roach. Kick over to Lambert. His little jump shot off the iron and drops in. And the Bulldogs have 6 points from three different players and lead it 6-1 early. Cesari on the left wing with it against the Bulldog zone. Now left wing goes to Hain. Long cross-court pass. Eskel catches it in the lane. Kicks it out to Richmond. Richmond can't the shot. Rebound, Frame. Here come the Bulldogs the other way. Frame picks up the dribble, knocked away by Cesari, gets it back. Now to Ramirez. Now Frame will hold it up. Listen to Coach Ramirez for the play call. Now Lambert comes to the ball, and they'll set it up. He gets it off the Frame on the baseline. He goes left side, goes up strong, scores, and he's fouled hard by Luke Cesari. Wyatt Frame goes right by Luke. Luke got physical with him as he went up for the shot. And the foul on Luke is his second already. And 8-1, the Bulldogs lead it with a chance to add on at the free throw line. Hain and Pizarro are going to come out of the ballgame. Galloway and LeConte check in. But defensively, the Sales have some trouble containing the Bulldogs early. Frame makes the free throw. Good start for Dayton. They lead it 9-1. Galloway in the front court. Dribbles to the right wing. Long cross-court pass to Eskel in the left corner. They come flying at him, Henrich and Wagner. Long cross-court back to Galloway. Galloway fires the three. It won't go. Rebound Ramirez. Ramirez stripped by Galloway, fouled by Galloway. Errol pleading his case that he had all ball. He had some ball and some arm and a little of this, a little of that. Foul on the Irish, their third already. We played it just about 3 minutes. 5:02 to go in the first quarter. 9-1, Bulldogs. Lambert will fire the three and hit it. Coach Griffin, seeing the Bulldogs come in and shoot very hot, he's going to call timeout. 12-1, Dayton. 4:51 to go. Just underway here in this contest. The Bulldogs are hot. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
When cold weather hits, don't you get hit with a high repair bill. Instead, get a heating system precision tune-up now. Only $89 from Total Comfort Solutions.
This is Jane D'Addario from Windermere Real Estate. When buyers want to know the condition of the heating and air conditioning systems, I call Terry at Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla. He's trustworthy, reliable, and priced reasonably.
Don't get left out in the cold. Get the $89 special now. Call Terry Hall and schedule your heating system precision tune-up from Total Comfort Solutions. 525-4868.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. Had a couple people come up and tell me they went out to the parking lot to listen, and we a little bit of feedback of some kind in the broadcast. I apologize for that. We'll try to get that figured out. And if the Bulldogs steal it, get it to frame, who lays it in? And so Alan Griffin's timeout, not very effective as the Irish turn it over. And Frame scores it 14-1. Dayton, they are getting after the Irish right now. In the left corner, Galloway passes S, left top to Galloway. Back to S on the left corner. He'll fire the three. It's off the ammo. Go. We got a rebound, a pushing foul on the rebound. It's going to be on Isaiah Lambert, 5'8 senior, trying to ride Riley Roach out of there. 4:19 to go. First quarter. DeSales has not made a field goal in this game against the Dayton zone. Eskel gets the inbound down low the road. Back to Eskel. He slices in. Can't hit the shot. Traffic rebound at Dayton. Here comes Frame with it. Frame comes the other way. Takes the 16-footer off the iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Roach has it. Roach the other way gets it to Galloway. Galloway has it stripped. Back the other way comes the Bulldogs. Frame tries to tip a ball right at the rim. Almost had a chance to dunk it, but he didn't get up quite high enough. The other way, Esco gets it to Galloway. Galloway tries to go behind the back in the lane with the pass stolen by the Bulldogs. And Frame into front court. Galloway on him. Frame flips, gets back up, keeps the dribble. Now gets it around the horn. Heinrich with it. Heinrich to Lambert. Lambert down low to Wagner. Wagner turns inside, banks it hard. Too hard, won't go. Rebound Roach to Galloway. 3:13 to go, first quarter. DeSales struggling, down 14-1. Galloway tries to find some room, can't do it. Pass right corner Roach to Richmond. Richmond for three. It's an air ball, goes right to Wagner. DeSales boys cannot find the range here early in the ballgame. There's definitely a scratching noise coming from somewhere. Try to figure that out. Ramirez tips a three. Ramirez hits a three, and the Bulldogs lead it 17-1. Eskel, left wing pass to Richmond. Richmond up top to Galloway. Galloway splits the defense and stripped by Ramirez. Loose ball goes to Eskel. Down to Galloway. A little five-footer on the baseline. He's got it. First field goal of the ball game for DeSales comes at the 2:23 mark of the first quarter. See if that gets DeSales going a little bit. 17-3. There's a steal at half court. They strip Frame. Richmond's got it to Eskel. Eskel gets the play in the air, finds Roach down low. Roach lays him in. DeSales scores four in a row at 17-5. Now to Frame. He's had it tipped away from behind by Richmond. Galloway's got it. Splits the defense. We got a whistle and a foul. For the sales, turning up the heat on defense, creating some turnovers against the Bulldogs. And now Cruz Ramirez, a little gimpy, he'll come out of the ballgame, and Logan Hayes, a 5'11 junior, checks in. The foul was on Lambert, his second. They get inbound to Richmond. He fires three. It's short, goes right to Hayes, though. He puts it up strong. In traffic, won't go. Rebound Wyatt Frame. Bulldogs leading 17-5. That's the bad news. The good news is the Irish have scored four in a row. Frame in the lane, puts the shot, pulls in and out, won't go, and rebound out of bounds off the Bulldogs. Logan Hayes fit to control it. Oh, okay. Trying to figure out where that was coming from. I'll turn the crowd mic off, so that's where the feedback's come from. To get it to Richmond, who drives in and scores it. Cameron Richmond has the bucket, and the Irish have scored six in a row, trailing at 17-7, 1:18 to go first quarter. Lambert on the left wing to Frame. Frame up top to Heinrich. Heinrich to Wagner. Wagner to Lambert. Shot clock at 15. Swing it over to Frame. 70-footer won't go. Rebound tipped around out of bounds. Last touch by Dayton. And Connor Richard will check in for the sales on the stoppage of play. Connor, 6'4", sophomore. Also checking in for the sales is Emile LeConte as Eskel sits down. Bulldogs staying in that zone defense. Richmond on the left wing. Up top to Haynes between the circles. Throw it in the corner to Richmond. Down low to Richard with his back to the basket. Kick out top to Haynes. Haynes for three. In and out. Won't go. Rebound Connor Richard. Kick out to Haynes. Haynes will fire for three again. Won't go again. Inside, LeConte gets it. He goes up strong and he's fouled. And that's what Richard needed to do a moment ago instead of kicking it back out. So the foul is on number 20, who's checked in. Number 20, I don't see him on the program. LeConte misses a free throw. Number 20 is Ian Smay. He is on the program. I just forgot to write him down. And my score sheet, Ian Smay is a 5'7 sophomore. And he picks up the foul. LeConte misses both free throws. Rebound Richmond. He puts it up and in. Nice power up putback by Richmond on the offensive board. And the Irish have scored eight in a row. 17-9 Dayton. Pass into front court goes to Wagner. The freshman kick out. Stolen by Richmond. Tries to save it. Falls out of bounds. Can't quite get it saved. Good hustle by Cameron. The DeSales, after being down 17-1, have scored eight in a row to cut it to 9-8-point lead. Smay gets it into Heinrich. Heinrich back to Smay. Smay at the top of the key, between the circles. Now right wing goes to Wagner. Down low pass for Dakota Hayes, 5'10 sophomore, senior, he's checked in, has it knocked out of bounds. 5.9 seconds left in the first quarter. Sales down 17-9. Heinrich, lob out top to Hayes. Hayes will hold the ball. I'm not sure they're aware of the clock. He is now. He throws up a wild three off the top of the backboard. That will be the end of the first quarter. Well, the bad news is the Sales is down 17-9. The good news is the Irish boys scored the last 8 points of the quarter to get it to that point. So let's see if the Irish can keep it up in the second quarter. After 8 minutes, Dayton 17, the Sales 9 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Proprock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Just underway. We've started the second quarter, 17-9. The Sales trails, but they were down 17-1. They scored eight in a row after the blitz by the Bulldogs to start this game. LeConte gets it to Fazari. 15-footer, he's got it. the sales have scored 10 in a row now. To start the second quarter, the Irish cut it down to an 8-6-point game. Well, the Oregon Ducks last night, and there's a steal by Galloway, and he tries to say they can't do it. Anyway, the Oregon Ducks last night gave up 11 straight points to Arizona to start the game, and the Ducks all over the Wildcats to knock them from the undefeated rank. So, well, not quite the same level of basketball, but hopefully the Sales can come back here from that early first quarter deficit. Frame misses a runner in the lane. Irish with the rebound. Here comes Galloway quickly the other way. Shake and bake dribble. Shoots a long jumper on the right wing. Way too long. Rebound out of there by Logan Hayes. Hayes gets it to Frame, and we've got a whistle and a push-off foul as Frame trying to get some room on the baseline. Call for the offensive foul. And now he's pleading his case with the official. 7:01 to go in the half. The Sales down 17-11 after the Bulldogs jumped out to the 17-1 lead. The Sales have scored the last 10 in the ballgame. Payne deep on the right wing against the Bulldog zone. Now to Pizarri, gets it to the elbow to Richard, who throws it down low right to Hayes. Connor Richard threw it into some traffic there. Wyatt Frame with Lacoste on it. Now gets it to Hayes. Pass down low for Schmay. Schmay gets it to Lambert. Lambert for three. Hits the rim, hit the top of the backboard, and fell back in. Lambert's second three-pointer of the ballgame. First bucket for the Bulldogs in the quarter. Stops a 10-point run for the Irish. Shot by Pizarri, won't go. Rebound, putback attempt by Galloway. No good, but he's fouled, or at least somebody got fouled. The foul's on Lambert, his third. And that'll send Darryl Galloway to the line to shoot two. Darryl's first free throw's off the mark. Darryl get a second try. The Irish have 20-11, 6:15 to go, first half. Crowd quiets here on Hawaiian night. Darryl hits the second free throw. 20-12, Bulldogs with the lead. Richmond checks in. Hayne comes back in, or check that, Roach comes back in as Richard and Galloway come out. Irish show a little token pressure. Bulldogs break it. Front court with the ball is Smay. Smay with Richmond on him. Pass up top now to Frame. Wyatt Frame will slow it down. Dribble the near half court circle. Galloway tries to reach in. Frame gets away, then goes all the way in the lane. Tough one-hander won't go. Tips his own miss. Still won't go. Rebound Pizarri. He doesn't take it away by Galloway. Galloway goes the other way. Gets it to Richmond. Richmond can't hit. Pizarri with the rebound. He puts it back in. Won't go. Rebound Frame. Here comes Frame, one on three. He'll slow it down. Tempo very much a part of the Dayton Bulldog game. They like to run, but they know when to slow it down. Frame, right at half court, gets it to Ramirez with his back to the basket at the elbow. Faces up, pass inside, out of bounds. Ramirez trying to bounce it inside to Logan Hayes, but took too much on it, and it goes out of bounds. Bulldogs turnover, 20-12. The Sales with the lead. Excuse me, the Sales trailing the Bulldogs, but with the basketball. Hayne in the left corner, now top to Richmond. Now to Hayne. Hayne for three, off the arm, won't go. Rebound Roach, puts it up, blocked by Ramirez. Loose ball, Pizarri's got it. And we got a whistle and a foul as Pizarri and Hayes collide. And it's going to be a foul on Logan Hayes. That is already seven fouls on the Bulldogs. The Sales have committed just three, so Luke Pizarri will shoot free throws. Front end of a 1-1 for the 5'11 senior has 2 points in the ballgame. Adam Eskel coming to the scorer's table to check in. Luke's first free throw, way short. He hit nothing but the bottom of the net. That's usually a good description, but only if it goes through the cylinder first. And that ball was way short. So the Bulldogs will inbound it against the Irish full court press. Smay gets it to Ramirez in the front court to Frame. Now the Irish will back off. Frame will dribble it to the half-court circle and set the offense. Now back to the basket is Hayes with the ball. Down low to Ramirez. Ramirez can't finish. Rebound at Roach to Richmond. Richmond brings it into the front court. Now right corner to Fazari. Fazari puts the ball on the floor, spin to the basket, trying to find some room. He's triple-teamed, stripped by Smay. And jump ball is called. Luke Fazari, he's going to put his head down and go to the basket pretty much in every opportunity. And as the teams in our league know, he's a senior, they know his game, and they just collapse on him defensively. Got to find somebody to pass the ball to. Passing the ball, it's thrown away as Heinrich to Fazari. He'll pull up from the elbow on the left side and hit it. Fazari's got four in the quarter, 20-14. DeSales down by six. But keep in mind, they trailed by 16, 17-1 in the first quarter. Hayes gets it to Ramirez, right side to Frame. Frame has settled down a little bit after seven first quarter points. He has not scored here in the second quarter. Now he gets it off to Smay. Back to Frame on the left wing. Fazari on Frame. Frame, a little hesitation, dribble in the lane, pulls up from 8 feet, banks it too strong, rebound Roach. So the Bulldogs have definitely cooled off after that blistering start when they were up 17-1. Richmond fires a long jumper, won't go. Roach with the rebound. Kick to Fazari, 15-footer on the baseline, off the mark, won't go. Rebound to Hayes. Hayes gets it to Frame. Now Frame will slow it down. The Bulldogs definitely want the half-court game. The Irish want to run at every opportunity to keep the Bulldogs from getting into that zone defense. It gives the Irish some trouble. Hayes to Smay. Smay with Richmond on him, swing it over to Frame. Frame with Fazari on him. Fazari making him work. Frame now over to Heinrich. Heinrich to Ramirez in the lane. Knocked away, loose ball. Richmond's got it. Richmond to Hain. Hain lays it over the front lip and scores it. And we've got a foul on Heinrich. Or no, they're going to say it went out of bounds. But the basket was made. Wait a second. It was a made basket. Wait a second here. 2-4-5. Travis Hain made the lay-in. The officials are saying it was not a made basket, and it went out of bounds off. Dayton's even saying that we made it. Dayton should be quiet here. Hain made the basket. There we go. Sean Oliver, the official, didn't realize it was a made basket. The rebound, the ball after it went through, fell up. A couple players fell down. It went out of bounds. Okay, so we're straightened out now. Hain gets his first point. The nice thing was that Dayton was letting the officials know we made it. The Irish are pulled within four after trailing 17-1. They break the pressure, get it ahead to Frame. He can't take a shot, but he's fouled by Roach. The Sales didn't get back on the press. Foul on Roach is first. But DeSales has outscored the Bulldogs 15-3 since midway through the second or first quarter. Wyatt Frame will shoot two free throws. His first one is off the mark. So the Bulldogs came in with just a 2-9 record, but they got off to that great start. They have definitely slowed down now. DeSales has climbed back into this one. Still a lot of basketball left to play. Frame hits the second one. He's got 8 points now to lead all scorers. 21-16 Bulldogs. Galloway, long cross-court pass to Hayne. Pass down low to Roach, slapped away by Hayes out of bounds. 27 on the shot clock. The ball bounced off one of the Dayton cheerleaders. Darryl Galloway will inbound it. Roach, Hayne, Richmond, and Eskel wait for it. They get it into Richmond. Richmond passes up top between the circles to Hayne. Hayne will fire a three. It's way short, right into the arms of Cruz Ramirez. Now Wyatt Frame will slow it down as Coach Ramirez, Roy, his son Cruz, on the floor playing. Now Frame with a deep on the left wing. Uses the screen, now passes to Heinrich, still on top. Now to Frame between the circles. 15 on the shot clock. Galloway on Frame, reaching in, trying to give him some trouble. Shot clock down to 10. Frame still with the ball. Now on the left wing goes to Hayes. Shot clock down to 6. Cruz with Roach on him has the pass. Tip goes to Heinrich. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebound Hayne. Good defense to Sale. Hayne the other way. Pulls up top key. Swing it to Galloway. Galloway a little ball fake and he's called for traveling. There a little too much fancy stuff there. Tried a little ball fake, head fake, and drug the pivot foot. 2:07 to go in the half. The Sale's down 21-16. Got a substitution as Emile LeCompte will check in for Travis Hayne. dismay with it on the inbound to Sales, showing a little three-quarter court, maybe trap situation here. Now they retreat as Frame brings it into front court. Frame at the half-court circle, starting the offense very high, gets to Ramirez deep on the right wing. Now up top it goes to Snay against the man-to-man defense of the Irish. Man-to-man and up-tempo, that's what the Sales want. Zone and a half-court game is what Dayton wants. And Frame, a little 16-foot pull-up jumper over Galloway is good. Frame's got 10 now, and the Bulldogs up front 23-16. Pass across the zone to Lacan after tipped by Heinrich. Now with it is Eskel. Penetrates, pulls up from 16 over Heinrich. He's fouled by Heinrich. And we'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Clock stops with 1:23 to go in the half. The Sales down 23-16. Adam Eskel will shoot two free throws. The Sales was 1-for-2 from the line in the first quarter when they scored 9 points. It looks a lot better than it did midway through that first quarter when the Irish were down 17-1. Eskel's first free throw's off the mark. The Sales is 1-of-4 in the quarter. Adam hits the second one. 2-of-5 down the quarter for the game for the Irish from the line. 3-of-7 for the game unofficially. Hayes catches it between the circles in front court against some Irish pressure. Now Frame with it. Galloway right on him. Wyatt Frame wants to handle the ball. Galloway tries to strip him. Can't do it. Frame in the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound. Hayes puts it up. Still won't go. Ramirez with the rebound. Gets roached here. Goes up strong. Can't score. He's fouled. Well, the Sales get pounded on the boards. And, you know, Dayton's not a tall team. Wyatt Frame is a six-footer with some jumping ability. And Heinrich is listed at 6 foot. Cruz Ramirez at 5'11". He's a stout fellow with basically no jumping ability. The foul is on Roach, his second. Ramirez hits the free throw. He's got 4 points. And we'll earn the second free throw. Well, he was going to hit a two-shot foul anyway. He hits them both. Coach's son, good free throw shooter. Bulldogs have it back to an 8-point lead. We're inside a minute to go first half. The Sales down 25-17. Galloway throws it left wing to Richmond. Long cross-court pass to Eskel. Eskel put it on the floor, get in the lane. Kick out that. Lacan. Lacan drives to the basket. Can't hit the shot, but he'll go to the free throw line. Foul on the Bulldogs. Cruz Ramirez. Good penetration down the baseline by Lacan. And Emil, the 6'1 junior for the Sales, will shoot two free throws. The Irish's fourth trip to the free throw line in this quarter. Stops the clock with 44.1 seconds left in the first half. The Cox free throw is off the mark. Wears that shooting sleeve on his right arm on game nights. Number 31, Emil Lecomte, second free throw off the back iron, also no good. Rebound Frame. Dayton will bring in the front court, 40 seconds to go. Crowd very quiet. Good crowd on hand. A lot of Dayton folks in the stands. The Sales side of the bleachers, pretty full as well, as it's Hawaiian night, and also the cheerleading camp. The young cheerleaders are in the house. Shot missed by Smay, rebound Connor Richard. He's fouled by Smay, and Roy Ramirez is not happy with his 5'7 sophomore, Ian Smay. 22 seconds to go in the half. He fouled the player 84 feet from the basket. And that's the 10th foul on the Bulldogs. So Connor Richard will walk the other way and shoot two free throws. The Sales down 17-1 early. Down by 8 points now. If they shoot a little better from the free throw line, they'd really be in this one. And Connor misses the first free throw. The Sales just 2-of-8 from the line here in the first half. And Connor barely finds the rim on the second one. Ramirez with the rebound. Frame to Ramirez in the front court. Now to Heinrich. Heinrich to Ramirez. Now hands off to Frame. Yes, and he'll take the final shot. Galloway is on him right at half court. Frame will use the screen to get some room. Only 4 on the clock. Frame loses the dribble. Takes a tough shot. Fouled hard. Hits the basket. Galloway's going to help him up. A lot of contact. Frame hit the floor hard. And swished it with 1.1 second left in the first half. 12 points per frame. That's just a tough shot with Galloway all over him. You got to give Frame a lot of credit there. As he'll shake it off, talk to his coach, and go to the free throw line. 27-17. The Bulldogs have it back up to a 10-point lead. The Irish were within three, I think. Frame misses the free throw. Richard. And those guys mixed up with the rebound. The Sails down 27-17 at the half. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com puts all things Catholic at your fingertips. Like the universal and worldwide nature of the Catholic Church herself, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is also universal and worldwide, providing links to literally tens of thousands of Catholic-oriented websites on the World Wide Web. Visit OurCatholicNeighborhood.com and see for yourself how this dynamic new website enables and enhances relationships between Catholics on a local, national, and international level. OurCatholicNeighborhood.com, revealing the breadth and the depth of the Catholic Church in our world.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40 years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the best electrical contractor in the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named the best of the best for the past several years, and they've been certified by Underwriters Laboratories to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today at 529-2500. That's
529-2500. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Lady Irish cheerleaders put on a cheer camp today. A Hawaiian team got a nice little hula going on. It's a lot of fun to watch. A little body language going on. And we had over 20 youngsters participate in the camp. Cheerleading coach Kathy Amata, just big smile on her face, taking pictures, and her assistant Jenny Escobar running the camera. The cheerleaders doing a great job with the young kids. A lot of fun here in the gym. The Irish JV boys win. The DeSales girls win in the second game of the doubleheader. The Irish boys, after a really rough start, they were down 17-1 midway through the first quarter. They scored the last 8 points of the quarter to be down 17-9, closed it to as close as 17-14, I think it was. And the Bulldogs, a little bit of a run to close out the second quarter, outscore the Irish 10-8 in the quarter, and lead by 10 at the half, 27-17. Hopefully the Irish can find some offense and find a way to slow down Wyatt Frame, who had 12 first-half points. Held the Sales girls, very suffocating defense against the Lady Bulldogs. Both teams came into this game at 9-2 tonight. The Lady Irish with a convincing win, 57-32. We'll be back talking to Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student-athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
I would always hear from different people at non-Catholic churches that Catholics were going to hell or that they really didn't know who the Lord was. The Catholic Church is not all what people say it is. I mean, it's completely different. There's so many stereotypes. It's very possible to know the Lord, and it's very possible to have a relationship with God in the Catholic Church. I believe I was born into the Catholic Church, and that's where I belong.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Hi, I'm Scott Abagin. In business over 28 years, Abagin Toyota still stands as the premier number one new and used car dealership in the Valley. We sell top quality used vehicles, Toyota certified used vehicles, and the full line of Toyota cars and trucks. Our service department features ASC certified and Toyota trained technicians. Plus, we service all makes and models. Check out our prices, comparable or better than auto shops throughout the area. Don't sell yourself short. You deserve the best. See Abagin Toyota for all your automotive needs.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. The Sales Boys Trail Dayton 27-17. For the Sales Girls, after a 6-6 tie early, they were all over the Dayton Lady Bulldogs, winning 57-32 between a pair of teams that came in with 9-2 records. And with me right now is Lady Iron Kick Coach Tim Duncan. Tim, obviously on paper, looks like a very even match. And after about a minute, 6-6 our score, but after that, it was all your girls.
Well, you know, we thought they'd have trouble handling us inside, and that proved to be correct. You know, we're just a lot bigger than they are. And I thought our girls did a pretty good job of attacking mismatches early on, especially. We didn't knock some shots down early, but I thought our girls did a good job attacking some mismatches that we had. We put in some new stuff to attack some smaller teams with that we didn't really have to use too much. We were able to do it out of our other sets, which really kind of shows our girls are pretty smart, and they kind of got figured out. And the other thing is we're a little more versatile than we were early. We got some kids who can play different positions. They haven't practiced very much at, and Hannah Leahy's one. She can go to a wing. She's normally a five. And then Emily, we started moving her inside a little bit more, take advantage of her ability to post up. And, you know, so we're finding some things out here as we're going on and some things that are going to make us better. And, you know, hopefully by the 1st of February, we're playing our best basketball.
It's nice to be able to win ball games while you're finding these things out by the game. As a veteran coach, you know, you want to be playing your best basketball come that district/regional tournament time. And you talk about, you got a lot of different options. Seems like almost every night you got a different. You got some players that are consistently scoring for you, but then some of the young players. Every night you see somebody different step up and score. Tonight it was Teresa Haycock. Western Company scored 7 points in the first quarter. She hits a three in every quarter the rest of the way. And she was a real spark for you guys offensively.
You know, she really was, and she has been struggling a little bit shooting the ball. And I don't think it was so much that there was anything wrong mechanically. She was real hesitant on when to shoot, and we keep telling her, you know, you get a shot, shoot it. I mean, she can shoot the ball. She is probably our most consistent three-point shooter, and sometimes you don't even know it because she won't take enough or she hesitates. And once you hesitate out there, you're not going to shoot the ball very well. I thought she was very aggressive tonight, and that obviously showed with the way she shot the ball. It's just a confidence thing, and getting a feel for what we want her to do in her role.
Just continue to build the mix of old kids with the younger kids.
Yeah.
It's going pretty well so far. Okay, you go to Waitsburg tomorrow night. You close out your three-game week. Two things. Derek's been playing the game of the night, and what are you looking for tomorrow night?
Well, yeah, Teresa's obviously got to be the Derek Green player of the game. And then tomorrow, you know, it's going to be much the same as it was tonight. Waitsburg is not very big. We're going to have to attack him inside. We're going to have to knock some shots down from the 8-foot range on him. And hopefully we can get Allison to use the backboard a little bit more. She's a lot more successful shooter when she uses the backboard. And you know, we can attack them inside and hopefully get to a point where we're comfortable and we'll be okay.
Well, plenty still to work on, but you're 10-2. Head to weight for tomorrow night. Good luck.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Later, our head coach, Tim Duncan, always very gracious to come to visit. Congratulations to the Bayhawks, the 5'3" freshman, 16 points tonight. As the Lady Irish win at 57-32. The Sales boys got to find a way to get some offense going. They start off the game down 17-1. They're trying to stick with the Bulldogs, trailing 27-17 at the half. When we come back, we'll have second half action in this boys' contest on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's tempting to give our pets the same medications we use to treat medical problems in ourselves, but don't do it. Many human medications can be very dangerous to pets, resulting in complications that are costly to correct and even death. Always consult your Walla Walla area veterinarian before giving your pet any human medications, including those sold over the counter. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales. Some quick stats. Shooting, DeSales 7 of 26 from the field for 27%, compounded by the problem at the free throw line where the Irish are just 3 of 11. Eskel will take a quick three and hit it. So DeSales says, hey, let's shoot a little better in the second half. Adam Eskel takes the inbound pass in the right corner and drains a three to start the second half on the right step, on the right, trying to help the camp, find the right word, on the right foot, 27-20. The Sales trails by 7, just underway third quarter. Wyatt Frame gets it to Lambert, Lambert down low to Ramirez. Bulldogs working down to my left in front of their bench. Ramirez, hook shot won't go, rebound Wagner, and the 5'10 freshman puts it back in. Bulldogs were 10 of 26 for 38% from the field in the first half. Harris at 7 of 26 for 27%, as I mentioned. Richmond penetrates, leaves it for Roach. Roach lays it in. So both teams doing a better job offensively. Well, Bulldogs did a pretty good job offensively in the first half. The Irish have scored in their first two possessions of the third quarter. Trail at 29-22. Leading scorer for DeSales, Riley Roach, has 5. 4 each for Eskel, Richmond, and Pizarri. 3 for Galloway, 2 for Haynes. 1, that's the scoring for DeSales. Ramirez up top to Frame. Frame leads all scorers with 12 first half points. He's got the knob ball now between the circles to hit it. Shot clock at 4, back to Frame for 3. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Riley Roach has it knocked away, but he's fouled by Wagner. Good job by Riley Roach screening off the freshman, Zach Wagner. Scoring for the Bulldogs, Wyatt Frame with 12, Isaiah Lambert with 8, Cruz Ramirez has 5, Grant Heinrich has 2, and Zach Wagner has the first 2 points of the second half for the Bulldogs. A slicing bucket shot by Richmond won't go, rebound, knocks it off the bottom of the rim, still won't go, Ramirez has it. Obviously, if he hits it off the bottom of the rim, it's not going to go in. Frame at the half-court circle gets it to Lambert. Richmond right on Lambert. Now gets it to Frame. Back to Lambert. Irish some man-to-man defense right up in the grill of the Bulldogs. Ramirez shoots it over Eskel. Won't go. Rebound Heinrich. Heinrich goes up strong. Can't. Won't go. Rebound and a foul is going to be called on Ramirez. The Bulldogs want a whistle in their favor. Coach Ramirez not happy with the calls right now. His team committed 10 first-half fouls. Isaiah Lambert and Cruz Ramirez, a couple of Bulldogs starters, now a 3 each. Roach, Pizarri, and Galloway, each with 2 fouls for all 6 of the sales first half fouls. Eskel working to the left, my left, down along in front of the Irish bench. Now Pizarri to Roach, back out to Richmond for 3. He hits it. The sales getting it going offensively now. They're within 4 at 29-25. There's a press. Clevy Irish stealing by Pizarri. Pizarri for Roach. Roach double team kicks out to Hayne. Now to Eskel. Pizarri stole the pass at half court to get the Irish offense going. Eskel on the drive jumps it for Roach off his hands and out of bounds. I think Riley thought Adam was going to shoot that one and was going to go for the rebounding position. The Sales turns it over. Now Lambert with it. Lambert to Ramirez. Ramirez to Heinrich. Heinrich to Lambert. Lambert passed on the left wing to Frame, and as he passed it, he ran over Pizarri and gets called for the offensive foul, and that's four fouls on Isaiah Lambert, the 5'8 senior. And a technical foul. And that's a technical foul on Isaiah Lambert, and he's out of the ballgame. The foul is his fourth, and now he's going to pick up the technical foul, and that is a personal foul. So Isaiah Lambert is fouled out with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. And DeSales has Cameron Richmond at the line to shoot two free throws and a chance to get the Irish within two. Keep in mind, the Irish were down 17-1 to start this ballgame. DeSales outscored the Bulldogs 8-1 to start the third quarter. Three by Adam Eskel to start the quarter. Cameron Richmond has a three as well, and now this free throw. Cameron's got 8 points, leans back, takes the second one, and it's also good. DeSales, after shooting 3 of 11 from the line and just 38% or 27% from the field, they've hit two threes and a two and two for two from the line to start the third quarter. So the Irish, Jekyll and Hyde, Dr. Jekyll here in the third quarter. They're down by just 2 points, 29-27. Roy Ramirez wants to calm things down. Timeout on the floor. The Sales with the ball and trailing by just two when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station, and finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. We got back a little late. They inbounded the ball to Cameron Richmond. Travis Hayne was standing on the left wing watching Coach Griffin wipe up some water from their timeout. Cameron threw in the ball, hit him right in the side of the face, hard. Dayton took it the other way. A collision. Ball rolls out of bounds to Dayton. So I guess you can laugh at it because nobody actually got hurt, but just a rough sequence. Inbound pass stolen by Hayne. So Travis, trying to shake off getting drilled in the side of the head by the pass by Richmond while he watched Coach Griffin. I think he was watching him wipe up the water. Maybe Coach Griffin was talking to him. But anyway, the Sales has the ball back in front court. No harm. Down 29-27. They try to come all the way back from being down 17-1. Pizarri holds the ball high between the circles. Shot clock down to 9. Richmond holding the ball against that zone defense. Now they swing it over to Pizarri. Actually, the Bulldogs switch the man. Hayne loses the dribble. Ball's loose. Frame in the front court and loses it. Finally, Eskel will pick it up. And the shot clock reset for the Irish. Eskel goes flying in the other way and he scores it right down the lane. A running one-hander drops it right in. Adam Eskel has 6 and the Irish have tied it at 29 with 4:09 to go in the third quarter after being down 17-1. A good gut check, character check for the Irish. They could have folded their tent down 17-1 early. Heinrich misses a shot. Roach with the rebound. And a battle for it now with Wagner. Jump ball is a, well, we have one official has a foul called. One official has jump ball called. Let's see what they go with. They go with the jump ball, and it's Dayton ball. Galloway will check in for Travis Hayne. You might see some ice on the side of that head where he got blasted. A little embarrassing for the senior, but he'll get over it. Playing hard out there. 3:55 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 29. The Sales was down 17-1. They've caught the Bulldogs. The Sales comes into this game at 5-6, but have not won in league play. The Bulldogs at 2-9. They are 0-2 in league play. And now Wagner travels for the Bulldogs. Dayton has definitely come down to earth here in the third quarter after that solid first quarter and that great start. Galloway, Eskel, Fazari, Richmond, and Roach on the floor for DeSales. Del Galloway will run the offense. Dribbles from left wing, now penetration in the lane. Gets triple team, gets it to Fazari, who puts it in. Nice assist by Galloway. Nice finish by Luke, and DeSales has their first lead of the game at 31-29. Ramirez into front court to Frayne. Frayne has 12 first half points. He has not scored here in the third quarter. In fact, the Bulldogs have just 2 points since the intermission. They put it on the Irish in the first quarter of this game, 17-1. The Irish are trying to return the favor. They've outscored the Bulldogs 14-2 here in the third. Wagner up top to Heinrich. Heinrich for three. It's off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Roach. Roach gets it out to Galloway. Darrell wants to push it up the left side. Down the right wing to Richmond. He'll step into a three. He's got it. Richmond has 8 in the quarter, 12 for the game. The Bulldogs bring it into front court. The Irish lead is 34-29. After 17 points the whole first half, the Irish have scored 17 here in the third quarter. And Richmond strips. Smay is checked in, and then Smay reaches in and fouls him. The Bulldogs show a lot of frustration right now out there, griping with each other, griping at the officials. It's just so frustrating for them. They're 2-9 on the season after going 19-1 in the regular season last year. They lose 6 seniors off a team that made it to the state tournament. And they're just having a rough time. And DeSales showing a lot of character coming down from down 17-1, and they now lead it 34-29 with the basketball. Outscored the Bulldogs 17-2 here in the third quarter. Galloway penetrates, goes up strong, can't get it to fall, but he's fouled by Ramirez. That shot went off the glass, in the rim, bounced around, stopped on the back of the back of the rim, and just rolled off, doing an awe from the crowd. But Ramirez picks up his third foul, and Galloway will shoot 2 free throws. Darrell's got 3 points, misses the free throw. Cameron Richmond hit both those free throws on the technical foul against Isaiah Lambert that fouled the senior out of the game. He picked up his 4th foul and then the subsequent technical foul. And Galloway misses both. Richmond with the offensive rebound over Wagner, and he scores it. Cameron Richmond has 10 in the quarter, 14 for the game for the 5'11 sophomore. Cameron's been hot and cold this year. He had 26 points in a season-opening win over Riverside Christian, and he struggled offensively in several games, but he's having a heck of a quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds by, actually a foul called on Luke Fazari, his third, and not a shooting foul, so the Bulldogs will inbound it. Wyatt Frayne with Fazari waiting for him at half court. Now gets it to Smay. Smay back to Frayne on the left wing. He's their offense. And now I've got a whistle and a moving screen going to be called on Ramirez as he tried to clear out some space for his teammate, Wyatt Frayne, and that's 4 on Ramirez. So a disastrous third quarter for the Bulldogs. They've been outscored 19-2 in the quarter. They've lost one starter to disqualification, Isaiah Lambert, and another starter, Cruz Ramirez, has 4 fouls. Richard Galloway, Hain, Emil Lacoste checked in now for DeSales as well, and Richmond on the floor. Richard on the baseline finds Hain. Lacoste drives in, leaves the shot short off the rim, gets the rebound, puts it in, and he's fouled. DeSales playing way faster than the Bulldogs here in the third quarter. Good aggressiveness by Lacoste, followed his miss, scores his first basket. He's fouled by Logan Hayes. That's Hayes' second foul. The Bulldogs have committed 8 fouls in this quarter. And Lacoste hits a 3-point play. I'm doing a very poor job of keeping the name straight on our own team. A bunch of guys I've taught and coached, and I can't keep their name straight tonight. 39-29. DeSales has gone up by 10 after trailing 17-1 in the first quarter. I know I keep saying it, but it's hard to figure. The Bulldogs, only 2 points here in the second half. frame, trying to find some room. Galloway all over. Now he'll dribble between the circles. Five on the shot clock. And Galloway strips. Frame fouls him with 2 seconds. Alan Griffin will just... a little frustrated there. He'll turn and walk away. Darryl played great defense on Frame. Fouled him with 2 seconds on the shot clock. So the Bulldogs will get a fresh 35 with 1:11 to go in the third quarter. A quarter that's been all the sales. After only 17 first half points, they've scored 22 here in the third quarter. Pass inside to Smay, and we got a foul on the entry pass in the lane. And Alan Griffin, with 1:02 to go in the third quarter, wants a timeout because the Irish boys have played an excellent third quarter, but they've played an ugly last about 30 seconds. The foul was on Richmond, his first, reaching in. So we'll take a break. The sales up by 10. Dayton with the ball. 1:02 to go in the third when we come back. 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Dayton Linton out. It's stolen by Travis Hayden at half court. He gets it back, so who can't chase it down? So Alan Griffin. The good news is, obviously, these guys have scored 22 points. But even this has got to be a little frustrating for the coach, saying, okay, how do we play like that in the second half and come out in the third quarter and score this many and play this well? Dayton misses a shot. Eskel with the rebound. Lacotte with the rebound. Off to Eskel. He loses it. Lacotte dribbled in, lost it off his hip, but Eskel was right behind him, grabbed it, and put it in. Everything going right for DeSales. They're up 41-29, I think. It was 39-29. Eskel made that basket. There we go. 23 seconds in the third. Wagner, pass up top to Smay. Smay to Heinrich. Heinrich goes baseline. Those are the fouls called away from the ball. The fouls on Connor Richard. And the last basket didn't get put up there. There they go. 41-29. Wow. DeSales 24 third quarter points after 17 in the first half. Heinrich up top to Frame. Frame looks at the three, won't take it. Now back it to the between the circles and check the clock. It's 11 seconds on the clock. Now he'll pass it off to Frame. Now down to seven, up to Heinrich. Back to Frame with 4 seconds. He'll shoot the three over. Eskel won't go, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Dayton just waits too long on that last shot. Wow, DeSales up 41-29. We'll talk about that happy third quarter when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number? 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
In the first half, the Irish boys scored 9 in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter after being down 17-1. They trailed 27-17 at the half. The Bulldogs had 17 in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter. The Irish shot 27% in the first half, including 3 of 11 from the free throw line. In the third quarter, DeSales scores 24 points. They're 3 of 5 from the free throw line. They hold the Bulldogs to just 2 points. So since that first quarter, the Irish have outscored the Bulldogs 32-12 and have gone from down 16 at one point to up 12 with 8 minutes left. The Irish will start the fourth quarter with the basketball. Juan Cortez, Daryl Galloway. Daryl Galloway will shoot the 17-footer, won't go. Rebound, Logan Hayes. On the floor for DeSales, Haskell, Cortez, Galloway, LeConte, and Richard. On the floor for the Bulldogs, Heinrich, Frame, Wagner, Snay, and Hayes. Hayes, Frame, hits the deck on the dribble, loses the ball, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Dayton. So the Bulldogs have a disastrous third quarter. They only score 2 points. They lose one of their starters, Isaiah Lambert, to fouls, picked up his fourth foul, then probably said the magic word and got his fifth foul. So he's out of the game with just 8 points. Down low to LeConte, little right-hand hook shot. He's fouled, going to the basket. DeSales shoots 9 of 12 in that third quarter, 75%. The Bulldogs just 1 of 9 in the third. The foul was on Wagner, his third. And LeConte hits the free throw. Emile's got 4 points now, including 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Now, a turning point in the season. We'll see where this leads for the sales. But the Irish are now 17-1 against a 2-9 Bulldog team. And it could have gone really bad for the Irish. But they have chosen to pull up themselves by the bootstraps or the sneaker straps. And they have really put it on the Bulldogs here in the second half. 6:53 to go in the ball game. Irish up 43-29 as LeConte hits both free throws. Bulldogs on offense the other way now. Smay to Hayes. Up top to Heinrich. Heinrich over to Smay in the right corner. The sales man-to-man defense has the shot clock down to 2. Smay throws up a wild one. It's an air ball. Galloway caught it, wanted to take off running. The shot clock had sounded, and it'll be... Oh, they're going to call a foul. Wow. It was an air ball. The shot clock went off, cause that, and that means it's a dead ball. But I guess before the shot clock sounded, they're going to say that Emile LeConte pushed and fouled. And Alan Griffin wants to talk to the officials. Well, we've already had one technical foul. We'll take a break. Irish up 43-29. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald's Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you. Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Coach Griffin coaching hard after the officials, after the foul call, that's the shot clock buzzer sounded. The Bulldogs inbound it, get to Hayes, he can't the shot, LeConte with the rebound. The good news for Coach Griffin, he's seen his guys come from a 17-1 hole at the start of this game to lead it by 14 now, 43-29. Down low to Richard, back to LeConte, splits the defense, pumps it to the basket, shot won't go, he's fouled. Double pump, scoop to the hoop by Emile, and the Irish players having some fun with their student, their schoolmates over in the cheering section. Foul on Wagner, his fourth. So the Bulldogs have Lambert on the bench with 5 fouls. Wagner and Ramirez, a couple of starters now, with 4 fouls each. And Emile LeConte having a nice game. He's got 5 points. He's a perfect 3-for-3 from the line, but I jinxed him as he misses that one. In the game for the Bulldogs is Dakota Hayes, 5'10 senior, as Wagner's comes out. Sales boys trying to complete a sweep of the three games here today. Dayton, the Irish won the JV boys game. Lady Irish beat Dayton 57-32 in a matchup between girls teams that came in with 9-2 records. LeConte misses both free throws. Here come the Bulldogs the other way. Hayes with a long shot won't go, and then Richard and LeConte go after the rebound and lose it out of bounds. Bulldogs will inbound. Obviously been a game of momentum. The Bulldogs had it at the start. The Irish have it at the start of the second half, outscoring the Bulldogs 24-2 in the third quarter. There's a long shot missed by the Bulldog frame. Rebound Richard ahead to Galloway. Galloway goes up strong. He's fouled by Heinrich. Heinrich is second. 10 fouls on the Bulldogs here in the second half already. 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 4. Actually 11 in the second half. And Darryl Galloway will shoot two free throws. The Irish have not made a field goal in this quarter. The Bulldogs have made only one field goal this whole second half. Galloway misses the first free throw. Just 2 points in the second half for Dayton. The Irish lead at 43-29. Galloway has the ball and getting ready to shoot the second free throw. Darryl. 5'10 junior's free throw's on the way, and it is good. Bounced around quite a bit before dropping in. 4 points for Darryl. Three free throws out of six attempts to all the points for DeSales here in the fourth quarter. They've upped their lead to 15 points. Heinrich on the left wing puts it up over Cortez. Shot won't go. Rebound, LeConte. Dyer's doing a good job of holding the Bulldogs to one shot. Outlet to Galloway. It's high. He stays. It goes behind the back with the dribble. Gets it to front court. Now to Cortez. Good athletic play by Galloway. Galloway's cross-court pass to Eskel. He'll shoot the three. It's off the mark. Adams caught it. Shot a three to start this second half. And that got the Irish rolling. The Sales inbounded it on the sideline to start the second half. Threw it in the corner to Adams. He caught it and shot it and scored it. And the Irish were off and running, outscoring the Bulldogs 24-2 in the third quarter. Irish turn it over to the Bulldogs. Now the Bulldogs come to the front court. Irish knock it away on the press. Cortez gets it to LeConte. LeConte back to Cortez. Cortez looks at a 17-footer and step past to LeConte. Finds Richard in the lane. Little late footer off the arm won't go. Rebound tipped around. Richard ends up with a back. He's tied up by Hayes, and that will be a jump ball. Possession in favor of the Irish. And 4:57 to go in the game. The Sales up 44-29 with the ball. Father Jeff Kaur up here looking for the microphone. And I don't have it. I've got one headset on. Shot clock at 20. LeConte with the ball. Gets it to Richard. Up top now to Eskel. Eskel into the lane on the drive. He's fouled hard. Snay and Hayes there. Eskel hit the deck. He'll shoot two free throws. Foul is on Schmay, his fourth. As Coach Ramirez, the best of times last year is the Dayton boys had a 19-1 regular season, made it all the way into the state tournament. This year, not so much. They're 2-9 coming into this game. Got off to a great start, but it's been all the sales since then. Eskel misses the first free throw. The Sales, after a 3-of-5 effort in the third quarter to try to soften the blow of a 3-of-11 in performance in the first half from the line, but not shot well here in the fourth quarter. Eskel hits the second one, 45-29 Irish. The Sales are 4-of-8 from the line here in the fourth quarter. Frame. Frame dribbles a lot. Kicks it out to Hayes off his hand and out of bounds. And Coach Ramirez just puts his head in his hand and takes a deep breath. Richard looks inbound. It gets it to Eskel. Galloway was had his back to Carr adjusting his jersey, and so Irish had to throw it up court, and now he's got a foul on the Bulldogs again, and Eskel will go to the free throw line. Connor Richard wanted to throw it to Darryl. Darryl wasn't watching, so Connor yelled at Adam. Hopefully we get Adam out on the football field playing some wide receiver and those two can connect next year. Adam was fouled by Hayes, his first. Adam misses the free throw. Sitting on 9 points as a 6 foot junior. His second one is good. He's got 10 now. And Cruz Ramirez, a 5'11 junior, will check back in with the four fouls. So Dakota Hayes comes out. 46-29, DeSales with the lead over Dayton. 4:18 to go in the ballgame. Inbound to Heinrich. Heinrich pressure. Ramirez has it now to Frame. Frame gets it back to Ramirez. Ramirez over to Heinrich. Heinrich in the front court. They break the press. Gets to Schmey. He'll launch a three. It's off the arm. Won't go. Rebound. Schmey follows his own shot. Dies on the floor. Knocked away by Eskel. Loose ball. Lacoste got it. Good hustle by Schmey, but here come the Irish. Swing it to Eskel. Eskel for three. Got it. Adam Eskel got 13 points. The Irish are up by 20 after trailing 17-1. And we got a whistle and a timeout. Roy Ramirez. 3:44 to go. All the sales here in the second half. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When cold weather hits, don't you get hit with a high repair bill. Instead, get a heating system precision tune-up now. Only $89 from Total Comfort Solutions.
This is Jane D'Addario from Windermere Real Estate. When buyers want to know the condition of the heating and air conditioning systems, I call Terry at Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla. He's trustworthy, reliable, and priced reasonably.
Don't get left out in the cold. Get the $89 special now. Call Terry Hall and schedule your heating system precision tune-up from Total Comfort Solutions. 525-4868.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, I tried to pull my headset off during the timeout. Father Jeff Core is entertaining the fans with some type of an announcement. I'll have to try to figure out what he was saying. Inside, the Dayton Bulldogs gets to Hayes. He can't get the shot. Riley Roach with the rebound. Gets it to Galloway. Galloway in the front court, flips the defense, kicks it to Richard on the baseline. His shot way too strong, goes right to Roach. Roach put back, no good, rebound. Frame. Frame goes hard the other way, and he'll earn free throws. Wyatt Frame is a talented player, the one guy off of last year's league championship team that played a lot, and he's had a good first half, 12 points, but he has not scored in the second half. Eskel's going to make him earn it at the free throw line. The 6 foot senior, the first free throw attempts for the Bulldogs in the second half. They've been to the line just 6 times in the ballgame. He hits the first one. First point of the fourth quarter, Dayton just 1 field goal in the second half. And Luke Pizarri checks in. Luke has played very little here in the second half of this one. He checks in for Galloway. Luke Frame misses the second free throw. Richard loses the handle on the rebound, but Hayes can't save it. Now Juan Cortez is in front court with it. Juan Cortez, the 5'10 junior, bounces the pass inside and is kicked away by Dayton. Juan's not 5'10. He's listed at 5'8. He's lucky to go 5'6. He's much shorter than Smay, who's listed at 5'7. Cortez up top to Eskel. Swing it over to Pizarri at the top of the key. Frame on Pizarri. Gives it off to Cortez. He dribbles in the lane, kick out to Eskel. Eskel for three, got it. Adam Eskel, 16 points for the 6 foot junior, 15 in the second half. Cruz Ramirez has the ball in backcourt, gives him front court to Frame. The Bulldogs continue to slow it down. No chance of winning this one now. Who would have thunk it? The sales down 17-1, and now they're winning, going away, 52-30. Timeout Dayton, and Coach Ramirez says, we just got to teach and get better, regardless of what the score is. Timeout Bulldogs. 52-30, DeSales leads at 2:32 to go in the game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy, smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers.
Mamma mia!
Bazzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
It's been a long and enjoyable school day and broadcasting day as the Irish are about to put a three-game sweep on the Dayton Bulldogs, and I'm hungry, and Father Jeff was reminding the crowd of the old days when everybody used to go to Pepe's Pizza after the games. Well, there's no more Pepe's Pizza, but we have the recipe and all the ingredients. We make up those Pepe's Pizzas and sell them for a fundraiser. You can buy them to bake at home for $15, and he was reminding the crowd of that. Ramirez scores, then Richard tries to throw a baseball pass the other way. Goes right to Ramirez, who gets it to Frame, who's fouled by Connor Richard. Anyway, and while I was getting that information from Athletic Director Greg Pizzari on the gist of what Father Core was saying, the Pizzari's Finest ad came on, and the Kelly Rotelli. And I became very hungry. And Coach Pizzari looked at me and said, when do we go to Lesotho? And I'll have to look that up on the, not till February 2nd. So that's a long ways away. I might have to find an excuse to get up there. Frame hits the free throw. It's nice to be able to digress with a comfortable lead. Not very often has this happened in the boys' broadcast, but they've worked so hard and they've earned it. Frame misses the second free throw, but it goes out of bounds off the sail. And Riley Roach is going to come out. Connor Richard came out briefly. I think Coach Griffin is talking to Connor about discussing things with the officials and pulling on his shirt. Body language, big part of sports, and you got to teach those kids to use the right kind of body language, regardless of Ramirez's little jump hook on the right baseline. Won't go. Rebound. Hayes runs it down to Heinrich now. Up top the Frame. 52-33 to sales. The boys will revisit the 500 mark at 6-6. The Bulldogs are going to fall to 2-10. And more importantly, the Irish are going to get their first league win of the season. Loose ball inside. Richard and Hayes tangle up. And there's going to be a foul called on Richard. Connor's picked up three fouls. The Irish now have eight. Stops the clock with 1:48 to go. And we'll see if the Irish boys can get a league-winning streak. They travel up to Waitsburg tomorrow, along with the girls. Waitsburg boys and the Irish boys played in the Christmas tournament, a game that Waitsburg won 55-52, I think, was the final score. Yes, it was. And a ooh from the crowd as the ball goes out of bounds. Darryl tried to save it, crashed hard into the matting, but couldn't save it. Anyway, the Sales girls and boys travel to Waitsburg tomorrow. The girls will take on Waitsburg Prescott, tip off at 5. Boys will tip off against Waitsburg Prescott, Jubilee Christian Academy to follow. They've lost to Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee during the Christmas tournament. It was not a league game. Now the Irish have it in front court. Frame rams into Galloway, tries to steal it. Darryl dribbles away from him. There's a collision there, and Darryl goes to the free throw line to shoot two. Been a rough and rugged game for the officials to call. A lot of turnovers and a lot of fouls, a lot of frustration for Dayton in the midst of a 2-9 season. A technical foul sent Isaiah Lambert to the bench for his fifth foul. With 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Galloway misses the first free throw. Into the game for the Bulldogs is one of their exchange students from, gosh, I guess I shouldn't be prejudiced here, but he's definitely of Asian descent. I think they said he's from China. Takayuki Ino is in the ballgame. Galloway misses both, and Ramirez with the rebound gets it up court to Frame. Frame won't take it over Cortez. Now he will drive, shoot over Richard, and score. Wyatt Frame's got 16 for the game, but only 4 in the second half. None in the third quarter. Only 3 field goals in the second half for the Bulldogs. Galloway in the front court gets it to Fazari. He goes hard on the baseline. Gets it over to Richard. Kick to Eskel. Up top to Cortez. Cortez on the drive. Kicks it to Richard. The fans, the student body wants Juan Cortez to shoot it up. We're inside a minute to go. 15 on the shot clock. Galloway tries to get by Frame on the screen from Richard. Can't do it. Up top now Fazari with it. Fazari drives in. Kick out to Cortez. Cortez will shoot the long jumper from the left wing off there and won't go. Gets his own rebound. Kick out to Galloway. We're down to 40 seconds. Irish boys have a little fun. They deserve it. They work hard. Frame tried to steal from Galloway. He crossover dribbles and gets away from him. Now to Eskel. Back to Galloway. Frame will come along Galloway. And Galloway went over and back. There, a little too much shake and bake. Tried to back away from Frame, but stepped to the back court. The official, Mike Gregg, was waiting for him. 27.9 seconds left. We got a timeout on the floor. Alan Griffin's guys are up 52-35. Not sure what the deal is here, but I think he wants them to finish the game with class. We'll be right back from 100.7 FM KSL.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and after the timeout, the Dayton Bulldogs set up their exchange student, Eno, for a shot. It won't go, and then now the Irish come the other way in transition. And Juan Cortez is fouled going to the basket by Snay. And they're going to call it an intentional foul. It's the fifth foul on Snay, the second Bulldog to foul out with 11.8 seconds to go. Snay fouls out without scoring, and much to the pleasure of the student body, their crowd favorite, the 5'8", listed at 5'8", Juan Cortez, will shoot 2 free throws with nobody in the key, and he hits the first one. So Juan gets in the scorebook. The Dayton Bulldogs' frustrations, very palpable. Cruz Ramirez especially very frustrated out there. Cortez hits them both. The fans love it. The Irish win it, are going to win it. They're up 54-35 with 11.8 seconds left. Richard inbound against Bulldog pressure and backcourt to Eskel, now to Galloway. Galloway reached and pushed by number 22, who's not in the program, but he is also an exchange student off their JV team. He wore number 14 in the JV game, Pedro Diaz. So a good showing of class by Roy Ramirez. Well, I guess not. I was going to say, I don't know why you're calling timeout. Maybe just, I don't know, 5.5 seconds left. I was going to say he's going to talk to his kids about just relax here at the end. And he said something to Tom Myers and got a technical foul. So the Bulldogs' frustrations continue to mount. And they prolong the agony of this contest even further. Maybe that was Coach Ramirez's goal. I don't know. Anyway, 2 technical fouls now on the Bulldogs. This thing started so well for them. They were at 17-1 but it's been a nightmare of a second half for the Bulldogs. Credit to Sales. They outscore the Bulldogs 24-2 in the third quarter, 13-6 here in the fourth quarter. Cameron Richmond and Adam Eskel in the third quarter. Adam took the inbound pass and drilled a three, would score 8 in the quarter. Cameron Richmond would score 10 of his 14 points in that third quarter. And after scoring just 17 points in the first half, the Sales scored 24 points in the third quarter. Darryl Galloway will shoot the technical free throws. He misses the first one. Darryl, just 1 of 4 in the quarter from the line, 2 of 8 unofficially for the game. 2 of 9, make it 3 of 10 as he hits the second one. 55-35, oh, I see. I wasn't paying attention. The foul was called, so the foul was on the exchange student. I forgot about that. Now, Connor Richards shooting the technical. He misses the first one. Connor's second one is off the mark as well. So the Sales free throw stats will leave quite a bit to be desired, but the comeback win will please the Irish boys tonight. And now the Irish are going to inbound it. Dayton saying, go ahead. They are on the court. Coach Ramirez is saying, we're not going to play defense. So the Dayton just, they're frustrated. They inbound it to Connor Richards, and he lays it in. Well, that was unfortunate the way that game ended. But the Sales wins it 57-35. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSF.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is a great way for you to see what's happening at your local parish or Catholic school. Whether it's the Altar Society, the Catholic Daughters, the Knights of Columbus, or various parish ministries, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com will help you stay involved. If you have travel plans, use OurCatholicNeighborhood.com to learn more about the Catholic presence at your destination before your arrival. There are literally thousands of links to the internet-enabled Catholic world at OurCatholicNeighborhood.com. Start exploring today.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. The Sales boys complete a sweep of 3 games here in the Irish Gym against Dayton with a 57-35 win. They're outscored 17-1 to start this ball game. They trailed 17-9 at the end of the first quarter, 27-17 at the half. The Sales had shot just 27% from the field. Just 3 of 11 from the free throw line. Adam Eskel made a 3-point basket on the first inbound touch for the Irish in the second half, and they were off and running. 24-2, They outscore the Bulldogs in the third quarter. They outscore them 16-6 in the fourth quarter. So after just 17 first-half points, the Sales scores 24 in the third quarter and 40 in the second half. So Coach Griffin's got to be pleased with that. But on the other hand, it's like, what was going on in the first half? So DeSales got to bottle up this second half and take it with them up to Waitsburg tomorrow, where they take on Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy. The Irish even their record at 6-6, and more importantly, they get a league win and move their league record to 1-3. The Bulldogs fall to 0-3 in league play, 2-10 overall. We'll be back with the Happy Totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40 years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the best electrical contractor in the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named the best of the best for the past several years, and they've been certified by Underwriters Laboratories to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today at 529-2500. That's 529-2500. Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
I worked in pro baseball for a long time, and we play on Sundays. And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass. Got caught up on that whole selfishness, that whole, you know, I can do it all. The times when I was struggling were the times I needed God the most. And now that I've come back and accepted God, my world has completely changed.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Hi, I'm Scott Abadjan. In business over 28 years, Abadjan Toyota still stands as the premier number one new and used car dealership in the Valley. We sell top quality used vehicles, Toyota certified used vehicles, and the full line of Toyota cars and trucks. Our service department features ASC certified and Toyota trained technicians. Plus, we service all makes and models. Check out our prices, comparable or better than auto shops throughout the area. Don't sell yourself short. You deserve the best. See Abadjan Toyota for all your automotive needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live at DeSales High School, and the DeSales boys down 17-1 midway through the first quarter. Come roaring back in the second half, outscore the Bulldogs 40-8 in the second half to win it 57-35. With me now is head coach Alan Griffin. Alan, off the air, we talked about, hey, what'd you talk about at halftime? Just you know, let our listeners know what you did talk to you guys about.
Yeah, there really wasn't a whole lot to say. I mean, we set goals for the game and keys for the game before the game starts, and I always encourage our guys, we'll come back at halftime, measure ourselves, evaluate ourselves against those, see where we are and see what we need to change or adjust. Nothing that we put up, that we were doing everything as according to the plan. We weren't making shots, and they were. So we made a small adjustment on defense, where we made a change of what we were doing defensively. And we were able to really basically stymie them. We didn't give up any very many second shots at all. I think we rebounded them significantly in the second quarter or in the second half, especially our offensive rebound. And so, but other than that, these guys, I mean, we worked very hard in practice. They worked hard. They knew what we had to do, and they just came out in the second half and really didn't change much of anything except a small adjustment. Other than that, we just did what we were supposed to do.
Well, the offense gets all the, you know, credit. You notice those 40 points, but, you know, you look at the defense, you guys only give up 3 field goals in the second half. And so, obviously, the defense really clamped it down. They got frustrated. You guys were having fun there down the stretch. Get that first league win. Okay, now you're heading up to Waitsburg. Kind of a rough effort against them in the Christmas tournament. How do you build on it and build on this momentum heading into tomorrow night?
I hope we can do just that. Build on it. And even if it stays the same, I never like to say this, but if we can maintain we'll be fine. I think that right now, the way we're playing, I mean, these are huge victories. League victories are big for us, the way we've been, the way we've been going about things. But if we can go up to Waitsburg tomorrow night with the same mentality of and maintain, I think we'll be very competitive. The Christmas Classic, it's going to be two different games between what we did then and what we did now. But they're still a decent team. We just got to keep them from shooting well on the outside. Seth Deal last time hurt us with a few three-pointers in the second half. We've got to make sure that we get guys out there to guard him. We've got to know where the shooters are and make sure we get a handle.
Well, obviously you have the defense tuned up here in the second half, holding him to 8 points. Knew where Wyatt Frame was, 12 first-half points, and he doesn't score until the fourth quarter. So got the defense figured out. Hopefully we'll shoot the ball well tomorrow. Congratulations on the first league win. And before I forget, Dairy Queen player of the game tonight.
I got to give the Dairy Queen player of the game to Emil. Gene LeCon, he I think only had five or six points.
Five points all in the second half.
What he did as far as rebounding and defensively was such a key for us. I mean, our guys get very excited about the guys that usually don't do well, but when they are doing, when there are constant things, they get very excited about that. So he was a spark for us in the third period in the second half as a whole. And so I'd like for him to, plus I know he'll share that burger with me.
Okay, the 6'1 junior, Emil LeCon, our Dairy Queen player of the game. And Coach Griffin, thanks for visiting us as always, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, Coach.
And Coach Griffin's going to get some complimentary popcorn for the post-game snack, and we're going to wrap things up here as we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll share the individual statistics and wrap it up. The Sales Boys win at 57-35. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSM.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The best way to correct behavioral problems in pets is to never let them develop in the first place. Encourage good behavior with praise and attention. Correct bad behaviors by providing positive alternatives. For instance, a toy is better for a pet to chew on than your favorite slippers. Physical punishment or forced compliance to commands can lead to biting or aggression. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back to wrap things up here at the Sales. Three games played today in the Irish Gymnasium. The boys' JV team won. The girls' varsity team all over the Dayton Lady Bulldogs in a battle of two teams coming in with 9-2 record. Lady Irish went at 57-32. Teresa Acock was our Dairy Queen player of the game, the 5'3 freshman. 16 points scoring in every quarter. And the DeSales boys look like they might put a little damper on the party. Down 17-1 early, but they're all over Dayton in the second half and win at 57-35. The Irish are 6-6 now, 1-3 in league play. The Bulldogs dropped to 0-3 in league play, 2-10 overall. Individual scoring for the game. For the Bulldogs, 2 points for Zach Wagner, 2 for Grant Heinrich, 7 for Cruz Ramirez, 8 for Isaiah Lambert, all in the first half as the 5'8 senior picked up his fourth foul 3 minutes into the second half and then expressed his displeasure and received a technical foul, which was also a personal foul, so he was fouled out of the game just 3 minutes into the second half. Rough night for him. 16 points for Wyatt Frame, 12 in the first half, none in the third quarter, 4 late in the fourth quarter when the game was already decided. So the Irish did a good job defensively on him, the 6-foot senior, in the second half. But he leads the Bulldogs in scoring with 16 points, almost half their total. For the Irish, 9 players got in the game for Coach Griffin. All of them scored. Connor Richard with 2 points, able to get the book on a lay-in right at the end when Coach Ramirez, out of frustration, called a timeout after a foul with 5 seconds left. Then got a technical foul, and then after all the free throws were shot, he He just had his guys go stand by the end line opposite the DeSales basket and told the officials, go ahead, inbound the ball. So the Irish did. Connor stood under the basket and laid it in and got into the scorebook. Travis Hain had 2 points. Daryl Galloway, here, check that. Juan Cortez had 2 points. 5 points for Riley Roach. 5 for Daryl Galloway. 5 for Emil Lacant. Emil named our Dairy Queen Player of the Game by Coach Alan Griffin. And Coach Griffin said, hey, we're gonna recognize effort and improvement. And he felt Emil really improved with the physicality of his inside game. The 6'1 junior, some rebound putback, scored all 5 of his points in the second half. Actually made 3 free throws in a row, and that was an area the Irish struggled tonight. So they got a lot of chances to practice. We'll talk about that in a moment. Luke Pizzari, 6 points, and then 2 players in double figures for DeSales. Cameron Richmond had 14 points, including 10 in that big third quarter for the 5'11 sophomore. And then Adam Eskel, 16 points, 15 of those in the second half. His 3-pointer on the first touch of the third quarter jump-started the Irish offense, and they went on to score 24 points in that quarter. So Richmond and Eskel get in double figures. Cameron with 14. Adam Eskel ties Wyatt Frame for game scoring honors with 16. Free throw shooting. The Bulldogs, 6 of 10 from the line. The Sales, 14 for 34 from the free throw line, including 8 for 18 in the fourth quarter. So obviously the Irish should shoot a very good percentage from the line, but they got to the line a lot against a very frustrated Dayton Bulldog team. 18 free throw attempts in the fourth quarter alone. Dayton committed 26 fouls. 2 of them were technical fouls. And the Irish committed 14 fouls. That's the tale of the tape. Irish boys get the win, 1-3 in conference play, 6-6 overall. The girls and boys travel to Waitsburg tomorrow. The girls tip it off against Waitsburg Prescott's girls tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. The boys will take on Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy to follow at 6:30. And Coach Griffin says, let's maintain what happened here in the second half and shoot the ball well. That's going to be the recipe for hopefully some success against the Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy boys. And the Lady Irish will try to keep their unblemished conference record intact tomorrow night. So we'll be on the air about 4:30-ish or so for the 5 o'clock tip-off. Until then, we'll continue to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year for a couple more days. I hope you enjoy this weekend coming up. Go Seahawks in the football playoffs. And thank you to Dan back at the studio and his brother Paul who got things started off. Thank you for listening, of course, and please patronize all of our great sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't have these broadcasts. So until tomorrow night, this is Mike Speed saying God bless, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.